This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. I had a first-round playoff update. One team has already booked their ticket to round two. That's coming up in moments. Two former WHL defensemen turning heads to the NHL. More with Joey Hicketts and Ethan Bear. And the WHL Bantam Draft is only a month away. Hear from two top Bantam prospects, Winnipeg D-man Carson Lambos and Logan Stankoven from Yale Hockey Academy. The first team to move on to the second round of the 2018 WHL playoffs, the Tri-City Americans. The Americans looking to close out the sweep at home against the Kelowna Rockets. The game tied at 3 in Game 4. Here's the call of Craig West.
Under a minute to go, Rasmussen. Back to the point, Coughlin. His wrist are deflected, save, Porter. Rebound, score, Geeky, one more time!
Americans then looking to close out the BC Division champions.
Well, the Americans seal it off, and they have won it 4 in a row. How about that for a finish? Geeky gets a hat trick, 9 in the series, and they seal it off. What a finish for the 3,032 and on to the second round.
Meanwhile, in the Eastern Conference, some great first-round series. Regina and Swift Current look to be going the distance. The teams have traded wins back and forth. The Pats' Jared Legion scored a big goal in Game 4 to even the series.
Obviously, we're getting desperate now, and that's how we have to play. We're just getting back to what we did at the end of the season there when we started putting together some wins. So that's what works for us, and that's what we're going to do.
Swift Current Broncos head coach and GM Manny Vivero says his team will have to control its emotions late in the series.
As far as getting up too high or too low at this time of year, our kids have been through this for the most part. Most of our group has been through this, so we know how to handle that.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Last year at this time, he was helping the Seattle Thunderbirds battle their way to an Edschenout Cup. Defenseman Ethan Bear as an NHL first with the Edmonton Oilers.
Back to McDavid. Up top is Raddies. Interior pass. One-timer score. Ethan Bear, his first NHL goal. And Edmonton strikes on the power play.
Bear's power play goal was set up on the backdoor feed by the NHL's leading scorer in Connor McDavid. Bear walks us through that goal.
You know, we're just kind of cycling around for a bit, trying to open up some lanes, and then that time came, I went down, and Dale made a good pass, so I just tried to bear down and, you know, make sure I put it in, and it went in, and it was a good feeling after that.
Meanwhile, the first Victoria Royal ever to play in the NHL continues to impress. Joey Hicketts, former Royals captain and four-year player, picked up his first NHL points this past week with the Detroit Red Wings. 2 assists against the Pittsburgh Penguins in a 5-2 victory. Hicketts admits it was a tough game to play, at least to start.
I think in the first, a little bit of starstruck maybe with playing against Sidney Crosby out there, but I thought as the game went on, I got better, and that's all I wanted to do.
Red Wings head coach Jeff Blashill has been impressed with the late season NHL audition.
That's why he's had success at the Canadian World Junior level. That's why he had success in the WHL. That's why he had success in the American League. He doesn't look like a normal NHL defenseman with his size skating combo, but he's been able to defy odds. Can he keep defying odds? We'll see.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
Winnipeg defenseman Carson Lambos is another top eligible pick in the WHL Bantam Draft coming up in Red Deer May 3rd. Carson, first of all, your season at Rink Academy, how did it go? You guys were a top team here pretty much all season long.
Yeah, our team, we had a really good team this year. We came a long way from the beginning of the season to the end. Unfortunately, we couldn't finish the job in the championship game, but nonetheless, a great year with the great teammates and just lots of fun. Unfortunately, finished second, but no, it was a great year for the team.
That's right. Just couldn't get past OHA Edmonton there in the final. Carson, you've been talked about as a top pick potentially here all season long. When I say that and the potential to go number one or be a top pick overall, what does that sound like to you, or how do you handle that?
Yeah, no, it obviously sounds good. It's very humbling, of course, but end of the day, it's got to work hard and see where I can go, right? Can't put too much thought into first overall, second overall, whatever it is. Just kind of let things happen and see how things work out.
You're a defenseman, 6 foot, 180 pounds, good season, 40 points this year with Rink Academy. Tell me what kind of a player you are. Who do you model your game after? Who do you try to be?
Someone that I model my game after and kind of watch and want to play like is a player like Drew Doughty, someone that makes an impact 200 feet across the ice. He's an impactful player, both in the offensive and defensive zone. Somebody that I like to play like.
Carson, you'll take the summer, I'm sure, to get better here. What are some of the things you want to continue to work on in your game?
Yeah, just the small areas of the game as well as the big ones. But just try to keep on improving my skills and taking them to the next level and just getting stronger in the gym as well.
You've already been exposed to the WHL through your older brother, Johnny, who was a draft pick of the Victoria Royals, traded to the Brandon Wheat Kings, maybe playing closer here to home. But what do you know about the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, no, it's a very good league. It's a great league for development. It's definitely a good place to go. It would be an honor to play in that league for sure.
All right, Carson. Well, I'm sure you're nervous or excited, or what's the mindset here as we hit about a month away from the draft?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what happens. A lot of hard work happens up leading to that. Just to hopefully see a payoff would be amazing.
Defenseman Carson Lambos, he's from the Rink Hockey Academy. He is one of the top draft-eligible players for this year's WHL Bantam Draft after a strong season there on the back end, captaining that Rink Hockey Club. Carson, best of luck in the Bantam Draft, and thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
All right, thank you.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Kamloops, BC is in the midst of hosting the best Bantam hockey teams from across the four Western provinces. It's the Western Canadian Bantam Hockey Championships, WHL-sponsored event. Tournament chairman Trevor Streak says all the teams have had to battle to get a shot at Westerns.
Yeah, we've definitely had some late nights tracking these teams, watching these provincial showdowns come down to lots of overtime games. So, you know, a lot of these teams are really battled to get here. So we're excited to have them come here. And we know we've got some of the best teams in Canada coming.
The teams include the BC champion Seafair Islanders from Richmond, the Alberta champion Airdrie Extreme, the Saskatchewan representatives, the West Central Wheat Kings, the Manitoba champion Winnipeg Hawks, and the host Thompson Junior Blazers. Streak expects a strong WHL scouting contingent.
No question. I mean, we know we're going to see some first-round draft picks coming out of this tournament. We've got representation from every Western League team. We're anticipating a huge volume of scouts in the building. So I think it's going to be a great place for these kids to showcase their talents and really make that last push as they go into the draft.
And good luck to the teams this weekend in Kamloops at the Western Canadian Bantam Championships.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Logan Stankoven from Kamloops is one of the top prospects for the upcoming WHL Bantam Draft May 3rd in Red Deer. Just finishing up his season with the Yale Hockey Academy. And Logan, first of all, how did your season at Yale go? I know it was the first time you moved away from home to go to a hockey academy. How was it?
Yeah, just thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was a really good experience living down in Abbotsford. Played the highest level of Bantam hockey in Canada. So league was really competitive. The facilities were high-end. The players that you played with and against were top-end, same with the schooling. So, yeah, it was a great experience.
You had a 90-point season. You had a great year there with Yale. How does your season go points-wise and team-wise here this season?
Yeah, points-wise it was good. I give a lot of credit to my teammates. My line this year had a lot of chemistry between each other. And, yeah, we were just on ways to put the puck in the net. Overall, team-wise, I thought we had a good season. We didn't win any tournaments or anything, but it was good. Good team character, and everyone liked each other on the team. So I thought overall it was a very successful season.
What kind of player do you look up to? Is there a name or a couple of names of maybe NHLers or former Western Hockey Leaguers that you try to model your game after?
Yeah, Braden Point, who played for Moose Jaw. WHL, I watched him a few years ago, and he was just lit it up. So, he's quick, fast, can put the puck in the net.
He is the dynamo in the shootout. Can you pull off some of what he does in the shootout this year?
Yeah, I don't know about that. he's having a really good year in the NHL, so good for him.
Well, what kind of player would you describe yourself as?
I try to see myself as a leader, and each team I come to, I try to lead them, whether it's on ice and off ice. I like to put the puck in the net, play make, trying to have the full package.
Yeah, you know, there's a WHL team right in your own backyard. You grew up watching the Blazers, I'm sure. How much have you wanted to play in the WHL? How long has that been sort of your goal since you started playing hockey?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Since I was young, I've grown up watching them. I've been fortunate to be able to live in a city that has a WHL team. And, you know, I've watched many skilled players that have moved on to higher levels. You know, the European leagues or NHL or AHL. So, yeah, and from what I've heard, it's the best junior league in North America.
Of course, the comparison's going to be drawn, the fact the Blazers have a fifth overall pick and you're expected to be a top-round pick here. I'm not sure where you stand there. I'm sure you would love to go as high as possible, but what about the possibility of potentially being drafted by the Blazers and playing in your hometown?
That would be awesome. It would be a real honor to play for them, and yeah, it would just be a great experience playing in front of my hometown crowd. So, yeah, it would be really cool.
Draft day. I know you got some plans, but they might not involve being tuned into what's going on in Red Deer. What's up?
Yeah, I've got a tournament down in Philadelphia. There's going to be teams from all over Europe and North America there. So, yeah, it should be a good experience and lots of high competition.
All right, Logan, we appreciate your time, and it should be a really exciting day for you and an exciting few years ahead for you in your hockey career. Logan, thanks for being our guest.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests. Next week, round two of the 2018 WHL playoffs. Join us then. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.